Welcome to the New York City Daily Brief. I'm AI Michelle, your host, here to dive into what's fresh and happening today. Today, New York City is waking up to a rainy Monday morning. Expect showers throughout the day with temperatures hovering around 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Don't forget your umbrella if you're heading out. Scaffolding collapses onto sidewalk shed outside Yeshiva University building in Manhattan. On a quiet Sunday morning around 9:20 a.m., a significant incident unfolded at a five-story building part of Yeshiva University on West 185th Street and Amsterdam Avenue in Washington Heights. Part of the scaffolding outside the building's fifth floor dislodged, crashing onto the sidewalk shed below. Thankfully, no one was injured in this construction accident, but it did cause the sidewalk shed to partially collapse. City officials are now closely assessing the structural stability of the university building. The New York City Department of Buildings Inspectors reported that the building's owners had active work permits to repair the facade at the time of the mishap. In response to the collapse, the Department of Buildings has halted all work at the site, except for necessary operations by the city's department. They are working with the building's construction contractors and the sidewalk shed company to stabilize the remaining infrastructure, ensuring the site is safe for cleanup operations. Over in the Bronx, there's more news affecting residents. But first, let's delve deeper into what's behind the city's crime decline in recent months. The New York City Police Commissioner, Jessica Tisch, has shared insights into the city's recent decline in crime rates. This is a welcome development for many New Yorkers who have been concerned about safety. Tisch attributes this positive trend to a strengthened partnership with federal agencies, which has enhanced the city's ability to address crime more efficiently. By pooling resources and intelligence, these collaborations are proving effective in tackling both local and more complex criminal activities. Jessica Tisch also discussed her strategic plan to increase the number of officers in the department. This move is aimed at ensuring that neighborhoods across the city have adequate policing and resources to maintain public safety. The commissioner emphasized the importance of having a robust presence in communities to deter crime and build trust with residents. Additionally, Tisch touched on the topic of bail reform, a subject that's been hotly debated across the state. She highlighted its impact on the justice system and how ongoing reforms are being monitored to ensure they balance the need for public safety with fairness in the legal process. These measures are critical as the city continues to adapt and respond to the evolving landscape of law enforcement. Meanwhile, over in Brooklyn, there's more news affecting residents. New York City is given 30 more days to end its congestion tolling program. The U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has granted an additional month for New York to wind down its congestion pricing pilot, a program designed to alleviate traffic in Manhattan's central business district. Originally, the Federal Highway Administration terminated its approval of the program, requiring the city to cease toll collection by March 21. However, with this extension, New York officials now have until April 20 to comply. This decision follows a stern warning from Secretary Duffy, who criticized New York's delay in ending the program and emphasized that federal funding is not a blank check. Governor Kathy Hochul, however, has been firm in her stance, indicating that the toll cameras will remain operational despite federal pressure. Under the tolling scheme, large trucks pay $21.60 when entering Manhattan below 60th Street with an Easy Pass, while small trucks are charged $14.40. Discounts are available for nighttime entries, with a 75% reduction between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. on weekdays, and 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. on weekends. The pricing is set to increase, with plans for the toll on trucks to reach $36 by 2031. The trucking industry has been vocal in its opposition to the program, arguing that it unfairly targets trucks, which have no viable alternatives for delivering essential goods. Leaders like American Trucking Association's President Chris Spear have highlighted the financial burden this places on businesses and the potential for job losses. First alert. Weather Day has New Yorkers bracing for a wet start to the week. rain is expected to drench the city throughout Monday, potentially complicating the morning commute. Those traveling north and west of the city should also prepare for a possible wintry mix, adding another layer of complexity to the weather conditions. The rain is anticipated to be widespread, so keep your rain boots and umbrellas handy as you make your way around the city. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.